can't quite believe that that's our drama input's over with now. I can now say that I'm fully confident when teaching drama. It's been a journey that I didn't think I would enjoy. However, through the different inputs and activities that I've participated in, I feel a lot more comfortable with the concept of drama. Because I hadn't had a lot of experience with drama prior to this module, I was really apprehensive about it, and it's not something I would ever think about teaching in the primary school or want to teach. However, since doing this, I do see how it is easy to teach drama, and you don't need to be 100% confident in it all. You just need to be confident enough to give it a go and just try it. I feel that by Andrew highlighting the different drama conventions to us has really helped me in my drama, and it will help me in my further practice because it's something that I can refer to, and my blog will help me by reflecting on that as a practitioner. The drama conventions are something that are just different words, like for instance, like improvisation, thought tracking, freeze frame, different things like that, that I know I can look at and look back on and then implement that within the classroom. The other thing I've learned about drama is that it is really adaptable to most situations. There's so many different scenarios that I never thought that I could use drama with when working with children, but it just shows you how you can implement it within the classroom to all the different curricular areas and use it to explore different topics, like sensitive subjects or whatever, that you might not approach like that usually. I feel that drama will be something that I will carry out in my future practice because of these inputs, and I do feel a lot more confident about it. I'm really pleased that I feel this way, and hopefully I can pass this on to the children that I'm going to be teaching, and also that they don't feel the way that I did when I had my first experience of drama, because I wasn't too sure of it. I feel that Andrew has been more than helpful with giving us lots of different variation in our drama, from different micro teaching tasks to different scenarios to implement the different drama conventions. And through all these things, I do feel a lot more confident in drama, and hopefully will use it in the future. In my placement, I've already had the chance to actually lead a drama activity, and before, without having these inputs, if I had to do that last year, I would be totally at my comfort zone. However, because I've had the inputs, I did feel alright doing it, and it was a really good experience just to have. I only took a group of 6 children, however, it was really beneficial for both myself and the children, and I was able to be in role and lead the lesson for them, but also let them lead the lesson for me because they were doing it on a book that they had read that I didn't really know about. And already just that little snippet has made me feel like that's something I want to do with the children. It's just proved to me how the theory and practice is linked, and that it is so simple to do, and you can explore so many topics. So I think that through this module, it's definitely something I'll use in a future practice, and I've really enjoyed doing.